indeed you're bearing with me, for I am jealous for you.
With a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his trickery, your minds will be led astray from sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
For if one comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, this you tolerate very well. For I consider myself not in the least inferior to the most eminent apostles. But even if I am unskilled in speech, yet I am not so in knowledge. In fact, in every way we have made this evident to you in all things.
Or did I commit a sin by humbling myself, so that you might be exalted, because I preached the gospel of God to you without charge?
I robbed other churches by taking wages from them to serve you.
And when I was present with you and was in need, I was not a burden to anyone.
For when the brothers came from Macedonia, they fully supplied my need and in everything I kept myself from being a burden to you, and will continue to do so.
As the truth of Christ is in me, this boasting of mine will not be stopped in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you. God knows that I do.
But what I am doing, I will also continue to do, so that I may eliminate the opportunity from those who want an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the matter about which they are boasting. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds.
Again I say, let no one think me foolish. But if you do, receive me even as foolish, so that I also may boast a little. What I am saying, I am not saying as the Lord would, but as in foolishness, in this confidence of boasting.
Since many boast according to the flesh, I will boast also. For you, being so wise, tolerate the foolish gladly. For you tolerated if anyone enslaves you.
If anyone devours you, if anyone
by comparison, but in whatever respect anyone else is bold,
anyone else is bold.
I am speaking.
far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death.
5 times I received from the Jews, 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent adrift at sea.
Nights in hunger and thirst, often without food,
in cold and exposure.
Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches.
Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin?
Escape.